Hi, is it Doreen?
Hi, Angie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Good, good. Well, I just am so glad I'm getting to connect with you. Welcome to the program. You've made an awesome decision. I'm going to get you healthy and thriving and just really, really enjoying life again. I wanted to talk to you about a few things. There's a couple things we're going to go through this week, but first of all, I wanted to talk to you about the importance of what we call the three C's. So the three C's are commitment, coachability, and communication. So right now you've already taken the first step on communication. We're having our meeting, which is awesome. Commitment means just, listening to the weekly modules and applying what you're learning. Do the work. Coachability is, again, applying what you're learning and listening to your coaches. So what each week when we talk, I'm going to give you some feedback. We're going to make a plan for you for the week going forward. And, to be coachable means to follow those steps. And then always communicate. If you're having, issues, questions, worries, how can I do this work better? Those types of things. By the end of our call, I'll give you my Voxer information and you will be able to reach out to me via Voxer. Does that sound good?
Yeah, it does, Angie. I just got to be honest with you. I'm a lot skeptical. I mean, it was a huge investment. I've done this stuff before, I've been a student of this stuff and I'm still not convinced I'm going to learn anything new. And if I don't learn anything new, I don't know what I'm going to do next. I mean, I'm like at the end of my rope.
Right, right. And, I've heard that so many times, Doreen. I understand exactly where you're coming from. If you weren't where you are right now, then maybe you wouldn't have skepticism. But a lot of people, many of our clients come in skeptical. They're fearful, but, they've made the commitment to try one last thing. Talked to so many people that have tried so many different things. And by, the end of this program, they're like, oh my God, thank you for getting me over my skepticism, because that's a normal feeling right now, of course, but you have made that investment and we're going to, get you all the returns you need by giving you your life back. So skepticism is normal right now. It's nothing to be afraid of. Let's just not worry about that at this point. Let's just keep going forward and moving our focus to where you want to be, not the fear that you're having right now.
Okay. Like when do people start feeling better?
That's a great question too, because everybody worries about that. And I understand that. It's as soon as you get yourself diving into the work and, it's incremental. So you may notice, once you get really doing this and getting into it, 5% better, 10% better. And if you follow those three C's that I talked about, the communication, the coachability, and the commitment, that's the safest, fastest plan to being healthy as fast as possible. So following, what we tell you, and listening to the recordings and making sure you're scheduling these calls, those are, your ticket to success.
Okay, I hope you're right, Angie. This, like I said, this is like kind of, at the end of my rope, but, I just hope it works.
I know. And you know what? I understand again, Doreen, but please leave that to us. As your coach, I'm the person that's going to get you over your skepticism and get your return on your money. So put a little faith in me. I know it's hard right now, but we're not going to put our focus there. Let's put our focus on, where you're at right now and where you want to go. So I did get a chance to listen to your breakthrough call. So I have, an understanding of where you're at, but I want just a short, brief background on what's going on with you right now and the outcomes you want. Where do you want to be going? That's where I want our focus to be. So if you just give me a couple minutes of little background information of what's going on with you at this point, and then we'll go into where you're going to be moving forward.
Yeah, you know, I guess, you know, at this point, recently divorced, as you heard, and just, you know, still frustrated about that whole situation, concerned about my daughter, you know, getting through this. And, you know, what's next for me, feeling a bit hopeless here. You know, if I couldn't make that work, how am I going to make any relationship work? And, you know, my ex is a pain in the ass, you know, and making things harder all the time. You know, I just, it's like a process that just won't end because they're focused so much on destroying me instead of, you know, just ending it. So it's just every time, you know, it's like whenever you try to get out, they pull you back, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just exhausted and frustrated. And, you know, I don't act like the person I want to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, all of that, again, is perfectly normal. Yeah, you've gone through a really rough time with this divorce and having to deal with your ex. But let me ask you this. So the divorce is now final?
Yeah. But now, you know, they give, you know, some trouble with, you know, pickups and time mm-hmm. with my daughter, you know, and so it's always feels ongoing.
Gotcha.
I'll never be rid of this person.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the way that you, when you get your mind healthy, when you're able to get to that point where you don't feel helpless anymore and, you know, you're feeling healthy and confident again, those types of situations are going to become easier. Right now, it's hard for you to see that. I understand. We're in week one. But those things will get easier. They will get better. And what I really want you to focus on is not the difficulty of your current situation, because you're not going to stay in this current situation for long. The focus is going to be on, you know, so for week one, you listen to the module, the diet for the mind.
Yes.
And this is where we're going to shift your focus, right? So, like, if you focus on your troubles and talk about your troubles and talk about the ex and all the trouble he causes you, that's where you're going to stay. But if you focus on what feels good, your vision, what you want for your future, you put your focus on the other things and filter out the, what I call, the crap, it gets easier and easier and easier. So tell me a little bit about what you thought. So you listened to module one, and did you have any questions? Did you need clarification on anything?
Well, again, you know, I've written visions before, you know, kind of gone through this process. I've tried to think positively. I've, you know, done affirmations. So it just feels like, you know, been there, done that. And that's, you know, that's why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling.
Right. I understand that too. And this is not affirmations. This is really writing a vision that you can connect to. So let's talk about that. So you have your vision. When you read the vision, how do you feel? Does it make you feel hopeful? Does it give you a little pep in your step?
Honestly, you know, sometimes I read it and it just feels okay. And then sometimes I read it and I'm just like, it's never going to happen. You know, it just, it feels overwhelming almost.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So maybe we need to simplify it a bit and get it into that where, you know, this does feel like something I can do. I can see myself here. And because if your vision isn't something that you can connect with, you know, within that feeling, or it makes you feel happy, if it feels like a chore, it's probably not absolutely 100% the right vision for you. So maybe we need to, you know, just tweak it just a bit, because I want you spending time with your vision every day. I don't want you just reading it 100 times a day. I do want you to do that, but I want you at least twice a day to feel a connection to your vision. So that is reading it and seeing yourself there. So if you're a person that wakes up happy and energized and excited about your day, what does that person look like getting out of bed in the morning? Do they throw the covers back over their head and go, no, or do they get up and have a smile on their face and go grab a cup of coffee, go, you know, just start their day with, you know, a healthy mindset? So if your vision that you have right now is not working for you, is not giving you that, even just that tiny inkling of, yes, this is really what I want, then we may need to do a little tweaking on it. But in addition to that, if you are, you know, right now, you know, you learned a little bit about your state of being. Your state of being is kind of blocking a little bit of that good feeling. So we need to train our mind. So with our vision, we read it, we feel it. It's got to be something that feels good. And then when it doesn't, when something doesn't feel good, you need to filter that out. So if it's not really the vision, but just your feelings, you know, you your mental filter. Just like if you were going on a food diet, you would go walk by the chip aisle and say, nope, I'm not going to get those. It's so easy for us to just say, nope, not going to put that in my mouth. But in our mind, we allow the thoughts to come in. We allow the conversations to come in. So if you can filter out those thoughts like, ugh, I'm not feeling it. This is never going to happen. Maybe replace it with something like, this is possible. I'm just going to keep the work. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. That's good. So how much time have you spent with your vision since you wrote it?
Well, I haven't done it like every day.
Okay.
So probably like maybe 5 times total.
Okay. So, and I'm going to just come back to, if you think that it's not something you can connect to, we might need to rewrite it, and that would need to be emailed to me.
Okay.
And then as soon as you get, and it's Angie, at nolimitsnation.com. And then as soon as, you know, we agree on this, which, you know, I would like done as soon as possible, you need to wake up in the morning and read your vision. You need to, you know, maybe put it on a note card, bring it with you, slip it in, you know, slip it out of your purse or out of your wallet, look at it, read it. And those are just like the brief moments of reminding yourself. But I like for everyone to spend, you know, at least 5 to 10 minutes with their vision in the morning. And at reading it, feeling it, closing your eyes, just feeling what it feels like to be happy, to be energized, to be excited. Visualize yourself in the clothes that you would be wearing. What would you be doing? The car that you would be driving. So really, really focusing on connecting to that vision.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but, you know, sometimes I, you know, I read it and I just feel disappointment that I just am not there.
And, you know, during that again, is a very normal state of being right now at this stage of the game. Your disappointment is just something you're feeling because of what you've done in the past. Now, in the future, going forward, even if you feel a bit of disappointment, you know, still do the work, still read the vision, because what good is it going to do you if you do nothing at all? And if you feel like you need to tweak that vision, then we tweak that vision, because this is what you're connecting to. This is where your energy and your focus is going to go to get you to move forward. I mean, think about it. You've spent years, you know, feeding your mind, and living in an area that just in a state of being that just doesn't feel good. So now we're training it to, you know, relate to something that feels good. And that's where your vision is. Your vision is your blueprint for your life. So think about it. House is being built and a blueprint is being drawn. It sometimes gets changed and they push a wall out here or add a partition in here, a window there. Think of your vision as like an organic living thing that's ever changing. So right now you wrote your vision. It's feeling overwhelming. You know, just know that, okay, right now this might feel, and if it's not something you feel good about and can connect to, again, we can change it up a little bit. But another you need to think about is filtering out those thoughts. So you're reading your vision, and mm-hmm. a thought comes in, this is never going to happen. This is never going to happen. And you just, nope, I'm going to continue to read my vision. I'm going to continue to feed my mind this, because this is what I truly want. And, you know, that's where it all comes from, is the desire to how we want our life to be. So if you can expand on your feelings for those visions, and I don't want to say ignore, but I filter mm-hmm. out the ones that tell you it can't be done right now, just know that that's just the state of being, and that you are going to get through that, and continue to practice, continue to read it, and do your best to feel it. And if you can only really connect with two or three lines, let's shorten mm-hmm. it to those two or three lines.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea. It's between the overwhelm and the disappointment, it just makes me not want to read it.
I understand. Yep. So, okay, let's talk about your microvision. Let's go back to, well, let's do this first. So tell mm-hmm. me four feelings that you'd like to feel every day. If this is like your best day, what would your four feelings be? The things that make you feel good?
Well, definitely freedom.
Okay.
Although I don't see that that's an option. Fulfillment. Happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And wealth.
Wow. Great. Okay, so now we're going to take those things. Freedom, awesome. Fulfillment, happiness, and wealth. I mean, really, really wonderful, powerful things in your life. And now we want to put it in the present tense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I think I am free. I am fulfilled. I am happy. And I am wealthy.
So this okay, is, but I don't believe that, but...
Right? And it's okay if you don't believe it. Of course, right now, you're probably not going to believe it because of where you're at. But our focus is going to be on saying this whenever you have a doubt or an uncomfortable feeling come in, or an argument with the ex, or overwhelm. You want to be able to say, I am free, I am fulfilled, I am happy, and I am wealthy. That is training your mind to go to a different place. It's training you mm-hmm. to go move away from the thoughts that aren't in alignment with your vision. So, and to move them to what is more in alignment with where you want to be. So right now, don't focus on that you don't believe it. Focus mm-hmm. on saying it, because you're feeding your mind these fabulous, wonderful statements, and it's training you to start to believe it. So if you put the work in and you really, really connect with your vision, you really read your vision and you filter it out and you use your microvision, I am free, I am fulfilled, I am happy, and I am wealthy, that's going to help your mind switch. Do that little switch to stop mm-hmm. focusing on what you don't want. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so we discussed that with your vision, what you're going to mm-hmm. do with that. It should make you feel good. You're going to filter
yep.
out what doesn't feel good. So any of those things. So let's give an example. Let's say you're saying your microvision. You know, you're driving down the road. Somebody just pulled in front of you, and then you're thinking about you're going to be late to drop off your daughter with your ex, and you're just angry and frustrated and like, oh, you're going to tell yourself, you can either say it aloud or silently, your microvision, and just focus on that, calm, you know, calm, collected, and move on. So that's filtering out. Maybe the old Doreen would have cussed and slammed on the brakes and honked and freaked out because she's going to be thinking she's going to be late because this guy
yep.
pulled out. No, but that's not who you are now. Moving forward, you're the person in your vision. And when you come across those stressful times, whatever it is, you can feed yourself your microvision to gently shift your mind into a new way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
And in addition to that, we talk about feeding the mind. Anything light and fluffy, you know. I personally love music. So at the end of the day, when I'm cooking dinner, I turn my music up really loud and I sing and I dance and I cook all at the same time. And that's just feeds me a happy feeling. So think about things that make you feel, you know, happy. That's really light and fluffy. Maybe just looking at your daughter and seeing how beautiful she is and how much you love her and, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely during the feeding portion of it, you're going to be reading your vision and reciting your microvision. Okay, does that all make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, great. So, this week, have you had an opportunity to apply your filter?
I think I've had lots of opportunities. I don't know if I took advantage of them. I guess one thing I did was my ex texted me, and usually I would just respond right then and there, whatever I was feeling. Mm-hmm. But I just kind of stopped and left it for a bit. I didn't respond right away. So,
oh, that's excellent.
Yeah. And then I could, you know, respond from a, you know, quote unquote, better place.
Yes, that's perfect. That's a great example of using your filter. You didn't jump on the bandwagon right away and get into that debate with whatever you're feeling. You stepped back. You gave yourself a moment. And that would be a perfect time to feed yourself your microvision, you know, for 10 minutes before you even deal with anything else.
Just right.
That. You know, so good for you, Doreen. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, it could help for sure.
Good. See, that's perfect. See, now, this is what I'm talking about. There's going to be incremental little things that are going to happen that you're not even recognizing, but that's huge. You know,
mm-hmm.
You probably would have been in a texting frenzy fight with him, and look at you. You took your time.
Yeah.
Thought about
right.
it. And you didn't respond with anger. Good for you. I'm very, very proud. It's awesome.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what I want you to work on for this upcoming
mm-hmm.
week. First and foremost, the vision. Get that dialed in. You know, get it to a place that really, it's something that really feels good to you. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Because I want you reading that, and I want you connecting with it at least 2 times a day.
Okay.
Really connecting with it. Then I want you to apply your filter like you've already done once, which is awesome. But, you know, maybe just focus on, you know, so you're focusing on what feels good and focusing on the person who you want to be, who's in your vision, in your microvision. Try to start raising your awareness just a little bit to when you're using your filter. So whether it's employee or a coworker or a family member or your ex or whatever, what are you doing to apply that filter, to filter that out and not let it take over your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so at least 3 examples of how you applied your mental filter. And then I also want to, I want you to be able to just like let that microvision roll off your tongue. You know,
mm-hmm.
you should be saying it 50 plus times a day. So like after you say something so many times, you're able to just easily say, I am free, I am fulfilled, I am happy, and I am wealthy. So next week, I'm going to ask you, what is your microvision?
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you write that all down?
I did.
Okay. Awesome. So can you just real quickly in a nutshell, tell me what your homework is for the week?
I got to get the vision tidied up and sent to you.
Awesome.
I have to apply my mental filter and give you some examples, at least three.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got to feed my mind my microvision consistently so that it's really in there.
Awesome. Awesome. And then after you get your vision cleaned up and emailed,
oh, yes.
Then what do you
and
do?
I got to spend time at least twice a day.
Awesome. Very good. Very good. It sounds really good. You know, I know right now where you're at, but just
yeah.
know you're going to, this is just temporary. You're, as long as you are committed, you know, anytime you have any questions, how can I do this work better? That's how
mm-hmm.
I know. Okay. This gal, she is on it. So think in terms of, if you have any questions for me right now, is there anything that you have a question about how you can do any of this better? Because that's how you're going to get your results.
Well, I guess when my ex, you know, really bugs me, you know, mm-hmm. I think that's like the biggest piece, like that can really trigger me. How can I apply this work in that moment to, how can I just say, yeah, I mean, that's the question. How do I apply the work in that moment when I'm really agitated?
Awesome question. I love it. I love it. So let's give ourselves, you know, an example of in any situation it's not a happy situation, okay? It's uncomfortable, it's anger, it's all of those things. We can
mm-hmm.
either choose to engage, which is not applying a mental filter, or we
mm-hmm.
can choose to not engage, which is applying your mental filter. So if your ex is, you know, texting you about something or trying to call you and is angry and combative, there is nothing that you have to do, stay on the phone with him or answer him immediately. You apply your filter, you feed your mind your microvision, you think about your vision, the person who you're becoming, and then when you're ready, you can reply or answer the phone call. But, you know, this type of situation when you're dealing with a child, you have to have connection with this person. So
right,
you're going to make
right.
it short, quick, and to the point. No long
mm-hmm.
conversation. No arguments about this or that. You follow the rule to what the law, the court has figured for you, and that's that. And then when you're not in the situation, you feed your mind the good things. The happy microvision, the vision, all of that. And your mind's going to want to go, oh, but Doreen, X, what's his name, is just there waiting to start a fight. I am happy. Oh, I'm sorry. I am free. I am fulfilled. I am happy. I am wealthy. You don't give it any air. No air
mm-hmm.
to those thoughts. No air to those conversations. You do what you have to do. Like, think of it as in and out. Handle it
mm-hmm.
and then out, and don't allow yourself to go there. And the way you do that is feeding your mind, staying your microvision, and connecting with your vision every single day.
Okay. All right.
Right?
Fingers crossed.
No fingers crossed. You can do this, Doreen. Just apply what you've learned. And so my Voxer ID, I will email that to you. And then if you have
okay.
any questions throughout the week, you feel free to reach out to me, and I know you can do this. I'm really excited for you, and I will talk to you next week. Make sure you jump on my schedule.
All right. Thank you, Angie.
Thank you, Doreen.
Well done. Well done. I didn't give you much there. I mean, you know, and let's be honest, you know, well, the breakthrough calls is a different experience, obviously. Everybody is kind of, it's probably less the rock stars on the breakthrough calls and more of the, you know, the people that are really stuck in their circumstances. But then
mm-hmm.
by the time people come into the program, you know, 90%, well, maybe 85% are going to be rock stars, or, you know, eventually, you know, they'll,
mm-hmm.
they'll be coachable. And then you've got the ones initially that are skeptical and question, you know, everything, and kind of, you know, not give you a hard time, but give themselves a hard time, you know,
mm-hmm.
over the decision they've made. And, you know, that's a smaller percentage. And, you know, within a couple of weeks, they're moving. The people who get stuck, what I find is, are the overthinkers and the ones that just refuse to get their attention off their circumstances. And they're the ones that go longer in the program, you know, but eventually most of them will come through it. So, but you did a great job. I really loved how you asked some questions initially. You talked about three C's right off the bat. You didn't give me an opportunity to kind of jump into the crap at the beginning, you know. You answered my objections in a way that just, you know, kept me looking forward instead of, you know, trying to resolve the issue at hand. You know, jumping right into the three C's, you know, leave it to us, give it, you know, have faith in us, all great stuff. Really, really good. The framework of the call was great. And then, yeah, I mean, the most important thing and that what I was giving you a hassle about was just keeping me on track to focus me going forward instead of where I was. And you did a great job of that. I mean, you just, you didn't get flustered. You didn't, you just kept redirecting. You know, you applied the diet for the mind, you know, by redirecting me, you know, back to the work, back to the work, back to the work. And, you know, on top of kind of giving, you know, having skepticism at the beginning of the call, not being very talkative, you know, you kind of, you were fine with that too. It wasn't like that threw you off. Because sometimes when people don't say anything, you're like, oh shit, what do I do? But you did really well. I don't know if you felt that, but you did really well. So I thought it was a great call. What did you think?
Yeah, I felt like it was really good too. Definitely moments of a little tension, like I could feel building up inside of me because of, you know, obviously my state of being of really wanting this person not to stay stuck in this point, you know, stuck at this, because of course I remember too, you know, you don't really believe it. You're excited or you're not. And then you're just not really sure. It's just that really kind of gray area in that first week of, even if you're excited, you're still not really sure. And then this Doreen with an ex and a child and all of this, I mean, it's like, oh man, you know, momentarily like, oh gosh, this poor person, okay, pay attention to where I want them to go. And as long as I paid attention to that, that was like the key for me, was where this person is going to go, understanding where they're at, you know, totally, like, it's normal. What you're feeling right now is normal.
Yeah.
But blah, 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 you know. So, yeah, I felt really good. But, yes, I could definitely feel a little tension and knowing it just takes practice. It just takes time.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, because on breakthrough calls, people are dying to tell you their problems. They want to just fill the world. And I think you did try it a couple of times, but they just want to ear, and you can't coach them. And so that's hard, you know, you want to coach them. But this is on the other side of it. It's like, yeah, we're not going there. We're not talking about that anymore. That's the past. We're moving forward. And I it's just a really good feeling, you know, to be able to be on this end and getting people that have committed to just do the work, you know?
Exactly. And, I mean, you're going to get all sorts of clients, you know, week one. But they all kind of, they get, you know, again, 90% of them move well through the weeks. You know, they might get hung up in the acceptance phase because they don't trust it or understand it, but then they get a good handle on it. So, you know, to be honest with you, a lot of clients, I don't know their history because I don't have access to all their calls. And, you know, I almost don't want it.
Right.
Because it would be easy for, you know, to kind of, I wouldn't slip into talking about their problems, but I, you know, my attention wouldn't be on, it's easier for my attention to be on where they're going if I don't have the full story of where they are, because then I can stay focused on where they're going. So,
if you, okay, so, because I kind of like that. I kind of like that,
mm-hmm.
Not knowing completely, but how I feel, and this is an intrinsic thing, if I say, well, I heard your breakthrough call and blah, 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 so they know not to really go there, but then, like, I listened to quite a few of the, well, all four of the calls that you sent me of Mike, and he does get that
mm-hmm.
brief little kind of tidbit of what, where they're at and what's going on. Is it okay for me to say, I've heard it, but I'd like to just, you know, in your own words, kind of let me know where you're at and give me a little backstory and then move from there?
Yeah, I mean, that was fine.
Okay.
What typically happens is I, because of the way Mike and I have it set up, I typically do less of week one and two and more of week three and four.
Okay.
So when I do week one, I don't even say anything. I just jump into the work, just, you know, like you did. Glad you're here. Here to get you healthy. Did you listen to the first week's recordings? What did you hear? And, you know, so I just dive right in. I don't go into the past. And I don't end up talking to clients about their circumstances really at all during calls.
Okay.
So that's been my experience. I know Mike, you know, he knows more, but I don't know if it's from the breakthrough calls or, you know, I know what's going on in people's lives because they do try to bring it up, but then
mm-hmm.
I redirect them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
so
interesting.
Sorry, I was just going to say, so it really doesn't matter because that's not where we're focusing.
Right.
And actually, when I got the little tidbit of the divorce and frustrated and exhausted and the ex is a pain, it was like, that actually was more of kind of a throw me off because the
yes.
feeling then for this poor person, you know.
Right.
So I actually, then I don't even really need to do that. Like I heard that in every single one of Mike's recordings about getting a little
mm-hmm.
background information. Is that a rapport building kind of technique? I'm
yeah,
really
you'd
sure.
have to ask Mike because I just
okay.
don't do it because I want to stay focused on the work.
Okay.
Now, you know, for example, today, one of the clients who's in 365, you know, her family's in Afghanistan right now. And
mm-hmm.
she, you know, is very, very distraught.
Oh,
and, you know, so, and she started crying. Of course, I'm not going to say, well, we're moving on from that, you know. No.
Right.
You know, it's perfectly fine what you're experiencing right now, sadness. Just take a moment. It's all okay. And I'm just going to sit with you. And that's what
yeah.
I did because that's what she needed.
Right.
Now, am I going to sit there for, you know, 10 hours? No. And
right.
we didn't. But
mm-hmm.
in that moment, I'm not going to push somebody through.
Right.
I just want to, you know, be clear on that. I'm not
yeah.
going to push somebody through. I'm going to empathize. I'm going to give them their moment because we're saying all states of being are okay.
Right.
So we've got to give people that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's that gentle, okay, now you've got to take care of you so you can take care of your family in Afghanistan. But we
mm-hmm.
have to get you back on the work. We got to get you accepting again. We got to get you focused on what you want for them,
mm-hmm.
not, you know, not focus completely on what's happening. So how, you know, we got to get that. So, but, you know, so there's always empathizing. So if somebody brings something up, I'm going to empathize and I'm going to sit
oh,
with
cool.
them for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't ask for it.
Okay.
Like, so like on the beginning of every call, I'll say, how's it going? And then they'll start saying things and, or I'll say, how's it going with the work?
Mm.
So I always mean, how's it going with the work? But sometimes they hear, how's it going? Well, my week's been up and down, but that also gives me an indication if they're doing the work. So
right.
sometimes I'll say, how's it going in general, just to get an indication. Because if they start right off, well, it's up and down, it's good at the beginning, then I know they're not doing the work.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, you're just going to play around with things. I think in week one, they've already, you know, maybe you say, I know you've already talked to our breakthrough coach. You've told them exactly where you're at. And now it's all about moving you forward. And maybe
okay.
say that.
Yeah.
Now, with that said, you may have access to the breakthrough calls. What I've found is the close.io, the lead management system, they
mm-hmm.
get rid of the recordings after a certain time frame. So
mm-hmm.
I can't guarantee unless that changes that we'll get the call.
Okay.
But I we know where they are. They're
right.
in the system. It
right.
doesn't matter all the circumstances.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think it's really important to build rapport, but not, it doesn't necessarily need to be with that. But I do like, you know, how's it going with the work? You know, have you
yeah.
up against anything this week? And just, you can, you know, allowing them to just share whatever it is. And like you said, empathize, but don't let them stay there.
Yeah. And I think they appreciate that because they are tired. They, whether they know it or not, they're tired of talking about their problems. They're, or else yeah. they wouldn't be here.
Right.
They would have paid the money they're paying to be here. Let's be honest.
Right.
So they're tired. So I think there is a it's refreshing whether they realize it or not for the coach just to dive right into the work and not go through, well, you need to know where I am. Actually, I don't, because all I care about is where you're going.
Right.
I empathize with where you are. I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
I know the resistance. I know the stress. I know the anxiety. I know the panic. I know it all.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to keep you, my job is to keep you focused on where you're going, which is in the opposite direction of all those things.
Perfect. Yep. Yeah.
And that's the coachability piece. That's part of coachability. You have to trust the coach that they know what to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's the thing.
Yeah. Yep. And I have no doubt you're just, you know, after the, you know, I mean, once you get a bunch of clients under your belt, you know, you're going to flow. You're fine right now. I mean, the way you handled the call was great. You know, being able to, you know, apply actually the work while you were on the call to make sure that you were in a good place with the client.
Mm-hmm.
For all
mm-hmm.
perfect, all important. So I think that was a great call. Definitely listen to it again. You know, take some notes on it so that you can see if there's anything you would like to change, or you might hear something that you would do differently, and you just
okay.
make note of it, you know? And then go ahead and jump into week two.
Okay.
Actually, I think all the recordings are up on week two on the module page.
Okay.
So you'll get the videos and the recordings there. And then go ahead and schedule your coaching call with me next week, right? We are, because we're at the end of the week now. And then also jump on my schedule for your coach to coach. So
okay.
Keep you moving.
You want me to do like maybe Monday after, I'll have time to listen to it. Monday do like our, you know, kind of roundtable talk about week two, and then Wednesday do the schedule for our coach to coach.
It's completely up to you. I would just like you to, so we move you through the program, you get the two calls done with at least within the week. You
yep.
pick the days. That's fine. I know you're getting busy with a wedding coming up, right?
Yes.
Yay. You're not getting busy. You are busy, right? When is your wedding's the wedding?
October 16th.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, exciting and great. And I mean, I've listened to the modules, the coaching that you did with Kate, what you sent me for Mike, reading and taking notes, but it doesn't take much time. So, I mean, I'm
good.
More willing to just, yeah, I want to move through this, and I'd love to be coaching some live clients sooner than later.
Okay, great. As long as you feel prepared, that's all I care about. I want to rush you through.
Okie doke. All right. Well, then,
awesome.
Your schedule for what you have, and you generally do like the evening calls. Is that what you had told me first?
Well, usually after 3 p.m. my time. So
yeah.
Whatever you can find after that would work well.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. Angie. Let me know if you have any questions, okay?
All right. Will do, Doreen. Thank you so much.
Great job.
Thanks. Bye-bye.